And what I'm trying now to present you is a quite different theme what we have heard before. I want to speak about benchmarking for broadcasting fee collection agencies, about the possibilities and the problems. Perhaps we have not heard too much from about the Broadcasting Fee Association as itself. It is an organization, and the purpose or the aim of this association is to provide information to its members and to upgrade its members in the field of broadcasting license fee management, like comparisons of license fees and license fee holders, to support the economic contact among its members. And we also have purposes how these should be achieved. We are publishing periodical and non-periodical works concerning information in electronic or printed way. We are doing congresses, conferences, and get together and expositions. We are doing cluster meetings, interchanging experiences, discussions, and learning one from the other. We are using the knowledge of experts for market surveys. We also have other activities in the meantime. We give our member countries information if there are local discussions. We are giving them information or examples how problems could be solved or are solved in other countries, giving ideas so that it is solved in an easier way. If the press is asking sometimes, we are doing press releases. We get queries from ministries, companies about European-wide fees and regulations. We answer them. And we support our member countries with facts and figures for presentations. And what is extremely needed is that we use only comparable numbers. The Broadcasting Fee Association has now 13 member countries, 11 European, one from Israel and one from South Africa. And we are doing more or less the same. We collect the license fee for the public broadcasting station. I know that you all know what benchmarking is. Benchmarking is the process of comparing one's business process and performance metrics to industry best practices from other industries. Benchmarking involves management identifying the best firms in the industry or any other industry where similar processes exist. And we learn how well the targets perform and, more importantly, how they do it. It sounds easy for us as collection agencies, but a collection agency for broadcasting license fees, we all have more or less the same task. And they could not really be compared with other industries or businesses because we have our specific laws, we have our specific order. And therefore, we only can compare collection by collection and not with outside companies. It's our meaning in the moment. And therefore, one of the tasks of the BFA is to do the benchmark also for the advantage of the broadcaster or government to lower the collection costs, which reduces the income of the broadcasting station. And the second task is to win as much subscribers as possible. But benchmarking always shows possibilities and has also risks. And when I started this presentation, I was a bit afraid that I see more risks than possibilities, like it is every time. But for my own surprise, I found more possibilities. We get a better impression for better processes. We really learn one from the other. We get new ideas, like the Swedish trailer. It was only an idea how to deal with our customers. Quick improvements can be done using similar processes. We can look into existing rules in other countries and adapt ourselves processes where possible. Cost-saving possibilities show up. As soon as we have better information from all other countries, the less rumor is created in their own country. And networking. But there are also risks if we are doing benchmarking. We are comparing figures and numbers. But on the wrong basis, as long as we have no background knowledge. We are comparing different country behaviors or different mentalities. We do not know exactly the law and regulation when we compare the process, and then we will follow a wrong process. And we are comparing sometimes perhaps different economic situation. If we compare the situation in UK and the situation in South Africa, it's not really comparable to the social behavior. These are the main risks. And I know neither the possibilities nor the risks are really complete, but in my opinion, these are the most important ones. The first benchmark we have started, 2006, was the evasion rate. And it's absolutely clear. It's one of the big interests of the broadcasting stations and also one of the tasks for the collection agencies to calculate the evasion or dodges rate. We have splitted this evasion rate into two parts, into private households and into business and organizations. And you will see later on why. First of all, I take the private households. The evasion rate for private household ranges from 2.5% up to 26%. In South Africa, a bit more than 50%. It is clear that similar formulas are used, but there's no one common formula for all of our member countries. And therefore, you have to know that at least the formula, and then you can explain sometimes why there's a difference compared to another country. For calculating the evasion rate in households, you have to know the number of households so that you can compare your registered households or registered persons. Some countries are using the numbers from the census 2001. Other ones are using statistical calculations or estimations from government, always from the last year, or postal addresses or data coming from a central personal register, which is based on persons or based on households. There are also other influences. Are empty households recognized? Is the economic situation foreseen in the formula like single households? Now, due to the economic crisis, single households are going back again. Which type of registered license fee holders are counted? Only real paying or all registered? Paying or not paying. There's always a percentage of households which do not own a radio and or TV device. In some formulas, this percentage is foreseen. Is there a fee for broadcasting? Is a PC used for broadcasting programs? And in some countries, there is no radio license needed, and therefore you have perhaps less registered license fee holders and exempted persons. And you see, even if you compare a very, very simple number, there are a lot of different influences already in the households which have to be foreseen or which are included into in the formula. Now I try to explain the evasion rate for company, but I have to say nearly no one is really calculating an evasion rate for businesses or organizations, and this has really reasons. In each country you have an existing company register, but no one can really estimate how many of them have devices which are valid for a license fee. There are always different hotel regulations. In several countries, you have one license fee per hotel, independent of the number of rooms. In another country, you have one license fee per TV per room. This inflects extremely your registered business license fee holders. In Denmark, as example, one-person companies are exempted. Is there a fee for PCs in company? Is there a car fee for commercial use? Is there a seasonal impact? And due to this, let's say, unknown basic figures to which you can or should compare, no one calculates an evasion rate for organizations. Here you have the overview. It starts with 2.4, and the last is close to 60%. It is South Africa. It is absolutely clear that an evasion rate with zero will be never reached, even if all collection companies are doing their best efforts, because there are households without any device. And at least these will be evaders in the broadest sense. The next benchmark we are doing regularly is the amount of license fee. In this case, you have to know what is covered with the license fee a person or an organization has to pay. What is covered in a private household? Unlimited devices, a radio device, a PC, a secondary home, a third home, or whatever. What is covered if you pay the fee for commercial use? As I said before, hotels have a special regulation. Therefore, the license fee has also a different amount for commercial use. And again, the car radio fee, especially for car rental companies, it's a big amount. And if you compare now the license fee as itself, you can compare it from different perspectives, from the customer side or from the broadcasting station, and here from a net or a gross view, what the broadcasting station gets. And I want really only remind that the VAT influences sometimes highly the amount of the license fee. You also have to know if there are other fees are included. And I take as example that in Austria there are additional fees for government and several counties included. What we collect in Austria is not only the broadcasting fees. These are more or less three fees combined in one together. The next point is there a separate part which a ministry or a government gets. if you look only on the perspective of the broadcasting station, then you have to think which deductions have to be done between gross and net amount. First, it's the VAT. It belongs mostly to the Ministry of Finance. Is there a percentage from the license fee what has to be given to a local non-commercial broadcasting station, as example? Are there additional deductions for government or ministries? And finally, the costs for the collections have also to be covered. Here you see an overview about the VAT, which is included or not included in the license fee. We have 13 member countries. 6 of them have no VAT included. The lowest is 2.4%, and the highest is, and I think it's not a secret, is Denmark with 25% included. It means, from a broadcasting station perspective, 20% of the paid fee from a customer goes directly to the government, to the Ministry of Finance. Here, we have compared the license fee on a yearly basis in euro. And you see there's a big, big difference. But I have really to say, out of these 13 countries, there are only 6 using the euro as currency. All other have their own local currency. And it is recalculated with the rate of January, and therefore there's a little impact. The last one with close to 24 euros is the amount from South Africa. It's only as explanation, but you see it varies extremely. Here it is a comparison is done from the perspective of a customer and what is the remaining amount for the broadcaster. But the collection fee is here not deducted. It is only the VAT. It is a fee which has to be given to another broadcasting station or fees to ministries. The blue line belongs to the customer, and the pink one mentions the broadcaster. And you see in the first country, there is a really big difference. It's close to 33%, and it is Austria. We collect really 100%, but 33% do not belong to the broadcasting station. It belongs to the counties or to a ministry. The next high difference is in Denmark, because they have an extreme high portion, in my opinion, which is going directly to non-commercial broadcasting stations. But you see also here that there are some countries where they can have really the full benefit of the license fee. We also compare, or let's say benchmark, the development of the license fee holders, because the license fee holders are bringing us the income for the broadcasting stations. And it seems that they can be easily compared. But again, it depends on the local regulations. As soon as you have no radio fee in several countries, you are perhaps losing some subscribers compared to the countries where you have a radio fee. You have, as I have said before, different regulations concerning enterprises and organizations, special regulations for hotels, car radios, and exempted persons. And I have really to say here clearly that exempted persons or organizations are not always registered. We have to foresee also, comparing the development of the license fee holders, which actions are taken into the market. Is telemarketing allowed? Storing telephone numbers in the register? is direct marketing possible due to the address sources? Or which other actions are taken towards customers, like which ways of communications are used? Is the country using a field force? Some are calling them still inspectors. What is the market situation? Is it a saturated market? What is the density of the population? We have especially learned in the two last years that in cities there is a higher willingness for cancellations or for evasions. On the countryside, it starts now also, but you have there the more permanent staying customers. You have also to know, if you compare the license fee holders, the financial background, and with financial background I mean, are you counting only the real paying license fee holders, or are you counting the registered paying license fee holders? One point is also interesting. We have two countries, it's UK and South Africa, where you have to renew on a yearly basis your license. All other licenses in the other 11 countries are valid until cancellations. Here you see the chart for the development of the license fee holders starting in 2007. The first three digits have not really changed a lot. We started with 11, one, I cannot say this number, sorry. Thank you. And we have more or less the same. We have a small increase from 2007 to 2008, but it is an extreme small decrease by -0.12% from 2009, and this is mainly coming from two countries. Another point, what we are really comparing or benchmarking, are our costs. But we have seen in the meantime that the costs are strongly influenced by the ownership. Is it a collection agency, which is more or less independent from the broadcasting station? They are working on a full cost basis. If the collection is done in the department of the broadcasting station, they are not working on a full cost basis because several costs are covered from the broadcasting station. And then we have to split the costs in our main parts, like postage, information technology, data processing, scanning, archiving, and such things, the different payment ways, how our subscribers are paying. What is done in communication and advertising? Is it necessary that the country has a department which works on exemptions? Is there any field force or inspectors? And we can compare the costs in different ways. We can compare it in relation to invoiced license fees. We can compare it in relation to the collected money, because you can imagine that not all invoiced license fees are really paid. Or we can make a relation to the license fee holders, what costs us on a yearly basis a license. But you can really compare adjusted costs. And you have to really know which adjustments you have to foresee. It means you have to make a simulation of similar conditions. We are also benchmarking our processes. One of the main processes in our agencies or collection departments is our customer care contact center. We are using mainly the call center. We are using customer care answering letters and mailings. we're using customer care employees for data input. Another process could be field force or inspectors. It's worth for us knowing which material is the field force using, finding dodgers or evaders. Are they working with papers or electronic support? And what are the country doing that the data are secured? Because data security is a big point in our case. We benchmark also the process of data processing, like letter opening, scanning, archiving. Do you have keyword recognition when you are doing scanning? It saves a lot of time. Is a country using forms for subscriptions, changes, or cancellations? Then scanning is easier. What is the source for information about address changes? Is there a manual input or can all be done automatically? Are the scan forms controlled? In which way are they controlled? Another process is direct mailing or campaigns. How are changes handled? Because we get not only subscriptions back on our direct mailings, we also got letters. I'm registered but under a different address. I'm living with a man or a girl, but we are not married. Therefore, we only have to pay one license. How is this handled? And we have all take evidence of a so-called non-direct mailing list that our not registered customer do only get direct mailings when it is worse. We can compare or we can make a comparison of the process, how our data comparisons between registered and unregistered is done in an easy way. Which criteria do we need to find unregistered households? Another important process is customer accounting. Is there manual input for payments which cannot be handled electronically? Is there a research payment of payment done which cannot be accounted to the correct license fee holder? You can imagine if someone is taking a bank transmittal, paying, let's say, 42 euros in Austria for a 2 month period, and his name is Müller. I think we have 10,000 Müllers, not knowing which Müller it is. And this creates additional work. Another part, what we also benchmark, but benchmark without more or less without result, is postage. Postage is one of our most important cost drivers. But here we have in the moment nearly no possibility for cost-saving programs due to local regulations by law. The postage costs are strongly influenced by the frequency of invoicing. If you're invoicing only once a year, it's cheaper than you have to invoice every 6 months, every third or second month, or even every month. Then we have to send out reminder, answering customer correspondence. Direct mailing campaigns also need postage or stamps on it. You can compare the postage, or you can include the postage costs when you compare the costs per letter. And when you see that, as example, Austria, we are sending invoices towards customers, and they are seen as normal letters with 20 grams, and therefore the full postage fee has to be paid. We in Austria send 1 million invoices every second month. The postage fee or one stamp costs 55 cents. Calculated this per year, then you know at least the postage fee. For direct mailing, some countries have reduced postage fee. It is seen as mass mail, and the postage fee per letter is something between 22 cents up to half a euro. But we know that not only the collection agency or collection departments have this problem. We know that also insurance companies have the same problem. I know it's a dry material. Therefore, I need a bit of water. We try also to benchmark or compare the exemptions. We have learned that there are different regulations in more or less all countries. Some agencies, some collection agencies, handle the whole exemption process, from checking to proving, information towards customer, registration in the system, and so on. But there is in some countries no refund for this work for the collection agencies. Some of our member countries have agencies or departments where they only have to register the exempted forms which are coming from the official social organizations in their license fee holder register. There's no any need for checking it. Some countries even do not register exempted persons or organizations. Some countries do not have any exemptions. Therefore, no additional work has to be done. And these are things which influences again the costs and the structure and the processes. But the exemption has also another background. It's a question if a broadcasting station gets the exemptions fully or partly from the government. Or are the exemptions a lost revenue for the broadcasting station? Or is there a full refund of the exemptions for the broadcaster from the government? The situation is resulting the fact that the efficiency of a collection agency cannot really easily be compared without any additional adjustment. The income for the broadcasting station is also strongly influenced. And the difference between invoiced and collected fees strongly influenced, even if a country has no exemptions, because you are registered, you have no money, but there is no law that you can be exempted, then you cannot pay. And therefore the broadcasting station do not get your license fee. There's also an impact on the evasion or dodgers rate. No exemptions can result in a higher evasion rate because the persons know that they cannot avoid to pay the license fee, therefore they do not register it. And on the other hand, possibly exempted persons are not registered because in the collection agency because it causes only costs without any revenue. Here you see the development of the exemption where the exemptions are marked or the registered persons are marked as exemptions. Let's take UK as example. They have exemptions, but they do not mark it officially in their register. Therefore, they are not included here in this chart. But you see that the exemptions are better increasing than the license fee holders. You remember that in license fee holders there was a decrease of minus 0.12%. Here you see an increase of 7.9% from 2007 to 2009. In some cases it's really an impact of the economic crisis in the world, I would say. We also try to compare the information technology. We know that we have to handle mass data. There's nearly no standard program which can support the needs of the collection agency. Therefore, mostly are using individual programs. Therefore, you have higher maintenance costs. And even if the law is changed, it affects your whole system. And nearly no other company or business is working with exemptions. You cannot give 100% rebate. This was one of the solutions. A lot of master data have to be changed. Only as example, approximately 10% of all registered persons are changing addresses within 1 year. It means within 10 years, you have changed all your data. You can compare it also in another way. Are you using an in-house system? Are you using an outsourced system? Or a combination of both? We have seen that especially the printing process is mostly outsourced. Independent which system you are using, there is an extreme high need for controlling the whole EDP process. And again, the data security is one of the most important points as long as third partners are involved. We try also to compare advertising. I see it here, not as we have seen it in a funny way before. I call it gain new subscribers. But advertising can be seen on a broader view. It's communication towards customers and evaders or dodgers. The message is we inform, we do not control. We also say thank you to our subscribed and paying customers. We remind customers which are not registered that it's the law concerning license fee and it had to be followed. Different ways of communications are used, and it's important what we have seen that it's that we are using it over the whole year. We are using our member countries, mostly are using all available communication channels. What I have written down here are only examples like telemarketing, direct mailings, TV and radio advertising, websites, field force, cooperation with different outlets. All these actions influences the cost structure. And we have seen that most of the collection departments of the broadcaster do not pay for the airtime of TV and or radio spots. Others, mainly the classical collection agencies, which are not a department of the broadcasting station, have to pay the normal airtime cost. We know that direct marketing mailings or telemarketing is costly, but with a very positive response from the customers. All communication channels must be used to gain new subscribers. But more important is also all communication channels must be used to reduce cancellations. Because it's not always clear that you are a subscriber and then you are a subscriber until you die. No, there are a lot of other possibilities. Thanks for your attention.